And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 29th of September, 2013. It is Michaelmas. It's the feast day of the Archangel Michael. In folklore, the day when Michael cast the devil from heaven. It was an important day in the Christian calendar. In bygone times, it fell near the equinox, marked the darkening of the days in the northern world. It was the end of the harvest, the time for farmers to calculate how many animals they could afford to feed through the winter and which animals would be sold or slaughtered. It was the end of the fishing season, the beginning of the hunting season, the time to pick apples, make cider. It was a day for settling rents, settling accounts. There was a Michaelmas feast, and often it was a roast goose. And it was a day when they would bake St. Michael's bannocks, a flat scone, oats and barley and rye, baked on a hot griddle, eaten with butter, honey, or a pot of blackberry preserves. Miguel de Cervantes was born on this day, 1547, the author of Don Quixote. He'd been a soldier in his early 20s, came back from the wars, and began to write plays. He wrote about 20 or 30 fairly successful plays in about 6 years. And then his first novel, La Galatea, in 1585. Don Quixote came out in 1605, the story of an elderly knight and his squire, and it was an immediate success, went through 6 editions that first year. Dostoevsky said that Don Quixote was a great novel because it was one of the very few novels with a portrait of a positively beautiful person. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker entitled Ordinary Life. This was a day when nothing happened. The children went off to school without a murmur, remembering their books, lunches, gloves. All morning the baby and I built block stacks in the squares of light on the floor, and lunch blended into nap time. I cleaned out kitchen cupboards, one of those jobs that never gets done, then sat in a circle of sunlight and drank ginger tea, watched the birds at the feeder jostle over lunch's little scraps. A pheasant strutted from the hedgerow, preened and flashed his jeweled head. Now a chicken roasts in the pan, and the children return, the murmur of their stories dappling the air. I peel carrots and potatoes without paring my thumb. We listen together for your wheels on the drive. Grace before bread, and at the table, actual conversation, no bickering or pokes. And then the drift into homework. The baby goes to his cars, drives them along the sofa's ridges and hills. Leaning by the counter, we steal a long, slow kiss, tasting of coffee and cream. The chickens diminish to skin and skeleton, the moon to a comma, a sliver of white. But this has been a day of grace in the dead of winter, the hard knuckle of the year, a day that unwrapped itself like an unexpected gift, and the stars turn on, order themselves into the winter night. A poem by Barbara Crooker, Ordinary Life, from her collection, Ordinary Life, published by Byline Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.